Mr. Tetchy, she was afraid to come around where I was.
Oh, hey, that's funny. Well, I don't know. I guess, of course.
Of course, I did look scary. Yeah. I know I did.
I guess that.
My hair was red, you know, at that time, and my skin was yellow, and my eyes was yellow. And I guess I did look scary. Scary.
I suppose so. What about diphtheria? They don't get that. Kids don't get that much.
No, they about exterminated that.
How do you get it? I mean, was that was from drinking bad? No, it wasn't. Typhoid was from drinking bad.
Yeah, typhoid. You what? Know, they done away with typhoid. Yeah. You don't hardly ever hear of a case of typhoid.
But you will occasionally hear one.
Oh, yes, once in a while. We my children all took the shots for typhoid. Vaccinate them against
each other. Yeah, they take a shot that's typhoid, tetanus, and
lockjaw.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever know of anybody around here that had diphtheria?
Oh, yes. My children had it.
Well, what happens when they have it? Is that when they're...
Oh, they just choked to death. They just choked to death. No, their throats didn't they didn't swell so bad. But I had a brother that died with it. But his throat was just... His diphtheria, his throat was just level. But now that's long. That was in 1900.
Yeah.
1901, and they didn't know nothing about treating it then. And that old doctor lanced his little throat, and it all swelled up. I can just see that gash in his throat.
How old was he?
He was 14 months old. And
doctors, I guess, were doing the best they knew how back then.
I guess it was.
They didn't know much.
And so, well, you know, they had got this vaccine for diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got confused on it. They told us if we give them the vaccine and they took diphtheria, that was the end of it, that there wasn't nothing else to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got scared to give our kids diphtheria. And there was a case of diphtheria about 2 miles up above us, and the child died. Well, our children wasn't nowhere around this. At home picking cotton,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, they come down with it. Mm-hmm. The boy that got killed in the car.
And they made it through it.
They lived through it. The doctor got there and gave them the shot, you know.
Well, does it upset their stomach or anything like that?
Well, no, it don't upset the stomach, but they just get to where they can't get the breath and just smother to death. And we had a little girl, she was 10 years old, had it. And she said, "Mom, I'm struggling to death. I can't get my breath."
Mm-hmm.
And we sat up with her and just saw her a minute with the last one.
There's not really anything, any kind of medicine.
And then, no, they ain't nothing. And then the doctor come and they called for him the next morning, and he come. Got there about 11 o'clock. And he gave her the shot and just walked out the door and says, "Don't let her bleed to death." And she liked to bleed to death, I'm telling you.
Well,
but after she got over that bleeding spell, well, she began to mend and got better. And they both lived through it.
That's good. That's unusual, I think.
Yes,
for
it is.
For a child to live through it.
Yes, it is.
What about a pain sometimes that you get in your side and they have to operate and take your appendix out?
That's called appendicitis.
Okay. What about when you get sick at your stomach and can't hold your food down, you'll do what?
You'll vomit.
Okay. And
there's another pain you can have is that first, it'll keep you.
Yeah, that's right.